If, God forbid, Joe Biden wins the election, this is what to expect. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. 37 days after Election Day in America, and tensions are really heating up amongst the Democrats and the Republicans. They're really fighting back. This lawsuit, I think, is it's really taking a toll on America. And you have a lot of Democrats that are extremely defensive when it comes to this voter fraud situation. In fact, YouTube just recently put in place these new restrictions that mean that I cannot talk on YouTube about Trump and voter fraud. They have to be totally separate. So technically speaking, I can't give context to any of my points. But today, we're not really going to be talking about the Trump lawsuits and the Trump campaign and them trying to win their way back into the White House for re-election. We're going to be talking about the, I guess, God forbid scenario that Joe Biden is inaugurated on January 20th. To be totally honest with you, I'm very, very nervous as to what could happen. The headline reads, Michigan representative threatens Trump voters. Michigan's House of Representatives is removing one of its members from all her assignments because she threatened Trump voters during a live video on her Facebook page. Now, I'm not making this up. Her name is Cynthia A. Johnson. She's a representative from Michigan. And she, on video, threatened Trump voters. Play the video.
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough is enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay. I love y'all. Bye-bye.
Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough is enough. Soldiers, you know what to do. Do it right. Make them pay. Meaning, if the Republicans contest the election, you know what to do. Restrain them in any way, shape, or form. Don't let them have a voice. Don't let them talk. Don't let them express their concerns with the election. Don't let them speak up because they go against our agenda. This is not America. This is not the United States of America. This is some dictatorship. This is North Korea. This is not America. Johnson took part in the Michigan House Oversight Committee hearings on December 2nd. There she got into a few heated moments with committee chair Matt Hall. Well, what kind of country are we living in? Where if you disagree with on a political stance or a policy stance, your opponent says, be careful, walk lightly, we ain't playing, soldiers, you know what to do. What kind of country are we living in where that happens? Because that truly isn't the United States of America. This is coming from the party from the last 4 years that went on and on and on and said that Trump voters and conservatives are trying to rip away free speech from the Democrats. And now the tables have shifted. Oh, Joe Biden won the election, air quotes. You know, Hillary Clinton said before the 2020 election that if Biden loses the election, contest it. Don't accept the results. Now, if that happened, let's say the roles reverse. Let's say Trump got reelected and the Biden campaign was pushing and pushing and pushing. I'm going to tell you right now, Republicans would be okay with it. We would be like, okay, they're well within their constitutional rights. The difference is that there's actual sufficient evidence with the Republicans. There's evidence of voter fraud. They don't really have evidence to deny that. I mean, we got fact checked on the show. We've talked about this before because we said, in Georgia, we talk about a story in Georgia where, poll counters pulled out suitcases from underneath the desk and were counting ballots after they sent everyone home. Now, that right there is, we got fact checked and then the fact checkers got fact checked and it turned out that our video got taken down, our video got censored, our video got suppressed based on false information. So we're living in an age, we're living in a day and age where the Democrats aren't playing fair. If Biden gets inaugurated on January 20th, this isn't going to slow down. Okay, America is not, I mean, the Democrats are not going to give up. Their goal is to end conservatism. Their goal is to suppress Republicans, suppress conservatives, because conservatives, this new Trump conservative movement is no longer, oh, the establishment, Republicans and Democrats, go back and forth. They play patty cake with the White House every 4 years. This is now a matter of corruption, anti-establishment, anti-government versus big government, big establishment, big control on the Democrat side. And this isn't going to lean up because the conservatives, the Republicans, it's only our movement is only growing. Okay. And our movement is only just getting started. And they're going to keep pushing back until they can censor each and every one of us, which we have to push back. I mean, they're doing it on social media. I mean, I just said at the beginning of the episode, YouTube has decided that they're rolling out these new regulations where you can't talk about election fraud. So this video has a chance of getting taken down. This channel has a chance of getting taken down if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're watching this on Facebook or Spotify, just so you know, we have other platforms. We're on YouTube, Spotify, all the major podcasting platforms, also Facebook as well. If we get taken down, this is a clear, I mean, this just to show you, this would just go to show you that free speech, the First Amendment, is currently under attack. Now a word from our sponsor. In order for the show to continue to be free every day for you, we are launching a new store where you can go on there and buy merchandise which supports the show. We are launching a new design every month. For the month of December, we are launching this cool, very American bald eagle design. You can buy it on many items such as t-shirts, long sleeves, and hoodies, and a hat. Please consider buying this item to support the show. If you want to buy it, go to americasdivided.com. Again, that's americasdivided.com. One more time, that's americasdivided.com. Thank you very much. And now, let's get back to the show. Dominion offers to testify in Michigan amid allegations its machines can switch votes. Dominion Voting Systems offered to testify before the Michigan State Senate to defend its operations and voting machines. Now, Dominion is actually Sidney Powell is heading it up, the Dominion lawsuit, because the Dominion software, it's been alleged that the Dominion voting machines are connected to the internet. They were switching votes from Trump to Biden. And those are some big claims and some big allegations. Now, this actually happened in some small counties, and luckily they were caught. But the staff said that this was just some random glitch in the system and kind of wrote it off. So when Sidney Powell decided that she was going to head up this investigation into Dominion, this kind of opens up the door where it's like, well, how many times did this happen when it really wasn't caught? No, obviously I'm not allowed to say widespread voter fraud, but if this were to be true, and if it turns out that there's significant evidence that says that Dominion was responsible for switching votes, there could be close to 5 to 10 to 20 million votes thrown out, and that could be for both Trump and Biden. So this could seriously switch an election. This could seriously overturn an election. Now, I don't think that this is going to be solved. I don't think the Dominion case is going to have a resolution this year, and I don't think they're going to see a resolution next year. I think this is going to go through a lot of litigation. I think this is going to go to the courts. I think there's going to be a lot of different aspects of this. I think this could go on just as long as the Russia scandal, as long as there's significant evidence to back up the claims. Now, obviously, if there's no evidence, they're going to not waste their time. But this is huge because this is big. This is big stuff. So let's read on. John Polos, the CEO of the company, wrote a letter to Senate Oversight Committee Chairman Ed McBroom this week that a company representative could testify next week on the continuing malicious and widespread disinformation campaign against Dominion, reported the Detroit Free Press. So they're sending a just some spokesperson. Now, I don't really think they're going to get anything from this. I don't think that the spokesperson is going to spill any beans. I don't think there's going to be any huge information, any breakthroughs. I think what this is going to be is a matter of finding inconsistencies in a story. When you have this spokesperson that's going to go and testify, and they're being asked questions by people that are very, very much concerned, and they're being asked questions about the evidence. And let's say the spokesperson says, that isn't true, that's not factual, that's that, you know, whatever. But then you have, you know, 10 or 20 signed affidavits from witnesses that claim that, oh, there were Ethernet ports in the back of these voting machines, and they were connected to the internet. You have a situation where you have potentially one person isn't telling the truth. Okay, it's either the spokesperson or the person that just claimed this under oath. So there's a lot here. And like I said, I don't think that we're going to have a resolution with the Dominion this year or even next year. I appreciate the opportunity to correct the baseless and defamatory claims being made about our systems. They are harmful not only to Dominion, but also to the countless hardworking election officials across the state as well. All Michigan public officials elected through a fair process, Polis said. Like I said, this is a big situation with Dominion. I believe, honestly, that, like I said, if it is true that they were switching votes, it could be 5, 10, 15, 20 million votes overturned. And those are the Dominion systems we know exist. I mean, they could have licensed software to other voting machine companies that were in other states. So ultimately, only time is going to tell with those allegations. So let's hope that that they get something from those testimonials. But I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.